Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. Death is conquered. We are free. Christ has won the victory. We proclaim this every Easter day in a strong, loud way, that Christ is risen. In fact, we celebrate this foundation of our faith every Sunday, and we seek to live it every day of the week. What does it mean to live Easter or resurrection every day of the week? Well, it means that in the specific circumstances of your life, of my life, of our lives, we have hope and companionship with God in all things, at all times. And then our hope and companionship with God, this enables us to act in ways that make resurrection, new life, God's reign, visible to others. We share in the power of Christ's resurrection. Companionship with God at all times. Imagine that. Can you think of an image for that? What picture comes into your mind? What touches your heart? Once when I was praying about wanting to know God's companionship, 20 or so golden lab puppies bounded into my prayer. Resurrection can look like many things. And God seeks to touch each of us where we live. Resurrection looks like what happens here the first Sunday of every month when we bring up offerings of food to the altar to be given to our food pantry visitors, as we will do today. This is the look of resurrection. To the women who went to Jesus' tomb after the Sabbath so that they could anoint the body of Jesus, resurrection did not look like anything like what one might expect according to Mark's account. Jesus isn't there, not the body, not the resurrected Christ, not there. Just some angelic type in white, giving them instructions on how to continue to live as the followers of Jesus. They were not expecting that. We might imagine that those women were trying to come to terms with life without Jesus. And then they learned that the story is not over, but that they are now responsible for its continuation. And that's a lot to take in. They are amazed and terrified. Resurrection wasn't looking anything like what one might expect. In fact, the Gospel of Mark ended in such an unsatisfying way to many at the time that some added on to Mark to make it more like what one would hope for from resurrection. Jesus right there, on the spot, appearing to his friends so to inspire them to action. But no, resurrection, not looking like what one would expect. And maybe that is because those women and the other friends of Jesus, those friends who'd already left town in fear for their safety and devastated with grief and loss at the loss of their friend, those friends of Jesus would be the ones to make the resurrection visible in the world, in what they would do next. The resurrection of Jesus happened, though no one can tell you exactly what that means. Those who experienced the ongoing life of Christ, they made resurrection visible. And they made it visible. This small group with seemingly misguided and ill-fated devotion to Jesus, this way of Jesus, Much to everyone's surprise, this new way of being God's people in the world did not die out, but lived on, and lives on now through us. Those first followers of the way of Jesus, they knew the companionship of God, and it enabled them to live resurrection, often in very difficult circumstances. No one can tell you exactly what resurrection is, but we can know the look of it. Today we are baptizing William and Max. According to the words of the prayer book, they are being baptized into Christ's death and resurrection so that they may live in the power of his resurrection. We who are followers of the way of Jesus live in the power of the resurrection through the grace of God. And then we are able to make Christ's resurrection known through our actions. We are welcoming William and Max into the community of the church, and they become immediately important members of the body of Christ. They have always been important to God, as are all people. Every person on the earth is a child of God and precious to God, people of every faith and also those who claim no faith at all. By the way, I was told recently in a group setting that I talk about being a child of God a lot. I hadn't realized that, but here I am doing it again, so it must be true. Why do I do it? I've been thinking about that. Why do I do it? I suppose it means a lot to me personally in a deep way, and also because I believe it's important knowledge to have in a world that is not always so accepting or celebratory about who we are. But God is. God is always celebrating us. We have come here today to celebrate God, gone out of our way in a sense, made a plan, gotten here. And that's what God is like. Having been made in the image of God, we reflect God to each other. And just as we can look around and see each other here today, in this way, God has shown up for us and shows up for us every day. This is essential information for living life in both challenging times and in the good times. We just concluded a study of Howard Thurman's book, Jesus and the Disinherited, written specifically to the African-American community of the 1930s and 40s. But it is applicable to others who've ever felt at any time, even briefly, their backs up against the wall. Thurman wrote that the need to know who we are as God's children, that is essential. That this experience of our relatedness to God is essential for following the way of Jesus, for acting out of love, for that is the way of Jesus. Acting out of love rather than hate in a world that often does not love us first. Being baptized on Easter Day, the day of resurrection, brings it all together. For we see resurrection when we see new life in these young lives, still so new in the world. Through their baptisms today, they begin their new life in Christ as part of the community of faith, and they become ministers of resurrection in the world. The way they do that now is simply by being exactly who they've been created to be by God. See them smile. See them look at you with love and know something of God with us, of resurrection in our midst. In the words of the baptismal covenant that their parents and godparents will claim for them today and that we will all reaffirm, listen to the words of the promises that we make as Christians and imagine how doing these actions while being the people God has created us to be, imagine how doing these things, being who we are, makes resurrection visible. As we baptize Max and William today, as you hear the words of the prayers surrounding this mystical experience, listen to God's word to you. Know that you are loved in a deep and abiding way. Know that you too are a child of God. You are a child of the resurrection. through you, the resurrection of Jesus is made visible in the world. On that first day of the week, when the women went to the tomb, they were told of the resurrection, but it did not look like anything to them at that point. The first day of the new creation looked a lot like the day before, but the world would never be the same again. In the days ahead, experiences of the risen Christ would give them courage and strength to continue to live as friends of Jesus. Through their lives and the lives of generations of Christ's followers to come, and now in our time through our lives, we seek to serve Christ in all persons. We seek to respect the dignity of every human being, continue in the breaking of the bread, and seek justice and peace among all people. When we do these things, resurrection is known. This is the look of resurrection. Amen.